We have Kokomo, and you know what that means.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink, nothing in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego.
By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Kokomo,
Jamaica.
Okay, and welcome everyone to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, and our sponsor, of course. And welcome, Erin. And what will we be talking about today?
Well, good morning, Jan, and thank you for having me.
And today we will be talking about ocean cruising, in particularly what to expect on board your cruise and life on board. And I've certainly racked up my fair share of ocean cruise experience, having cruised here in Australian waters, to the South Pacific, around New Zealand, Asian cruising, and also an epic transatlantic voyage, just to name a few.
Well, you certainly are a cruising expert, Erin, and what a fabulous topic for us to talk about, seeing as though we're both sailing off on an ocean cruise soon.
Exactly.
Now, Erin, can you tell me and our listeners a little bit about what we can expect on board an ocean cruise, a big ocean cruise?
Yeah, of course, Jen. One thing I absolutely love about cruising in general, but especially ocean cruising, is that you can do as little or as much as you like. And that's the beauty of cruise holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And the different way the cruise lines communicate the daily activities and entertainment that's on offer, it's through their individual daily schedule or newsletter. And these are either delivered to your cabin in a paper form prior to the next day, obviously, or some cruise lines that actually have a mobile app which you can put onto your phone or your iPad, and then you can access these electronically, and you don't need the internet for those, so that's really handy. But these daily schedules, they really are your Bible during the cruise. They tell you what shows are on, what concerts, movies are playing, the time and location, Any extra activities that might be on or seminars. Special events are also noted in the schedule along with the daily weather, the attire for that evening, so whether it's a fancy dress or whether it's cocktail, and also the meal times for each dining area. Honestly, there's so much to choose from, so much to do. And for this reason, I always take a highlighter with me on ocean cruises to go through the daily schedule and highlight the activities or the events that I really want to see and don't want to miss out on.
Never really thought of a highlighter.
Yeah.
But that's a great tip there, Erin. That's why you're the expert.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned dining options. I myself prefer the buffet for breakfast and lunch.
Yep.
As I like, I like going out for dinner.
Yeah.
And seeing you're on holidays, I think I like to go to the dining room, the main restaurant.
Yeah.
And why not? I mean,
yeah.
You know, can you tell us a little bit more about the different dining options available on ocean cruises?
Yeah, certainly, Jen. So as you said there, there's often a buffet style area on most ocean cruises, and this is usually it's an open plan area.
Yeah.
where some items are also made to order, so it's very fresh, and this is also the more casual and quick dining area, and also, as you mentioned, most cruise lines offer a main dining room, which is a full service restaurant. This dining venue, it offers more of a smart casual dress code, and offers cruise goers the opportunity to enjoy a full service restaurant experience. So just like you said, going out for dinner,
absolutely.
You know, it makes you feel like you're on holidays.
That night.
Exactly. Yeah. And some ocean cruise lines, they'll also offer room service, which can be a really lovely option if you're cruising somewhere really picturesque.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to have breakfast on your balcony overlooking the New Zealand fjords or an Alaskan glacier. Or, you know, even if you're simply after a late night snack, after a bit of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll also usually be a variety of specialty dining options on board. And these might range from a poolside barbecue or burger bar or grill to a chef's table, which could be a 12-course degustation experience.
Beautiful. Mm.
Yeah, and the specialty dining, it really it varies ship to ship, but sometimes it comes with a surcharge.
Mm-hmm.
But most cruise lines now are starting to offer these specialty dining experiences included in the cruise fare, which is really good. And a big tip to our listeners while we're talking about the food on board is really to try to walk or take the stairs as much as possible while you're cruising. It really helps to counteract the copious amounts of treats that we do tend to eat while we're on holidays.
Yeah, I tend to agree there. But, yeah, I do take the stairs where possible, although it does depend on my shoes.
Yes, true.
If I'm going out for dinner and I'm wearing heels, I might take the lift.
Yes.
But during the day, most certainly the stairs, absolutely.
Exactly.
And I'm getting excited too by my upcoming Tasmanian cruise, talking with you about onboard cruise life.
Yeah.
Let's sail away now and let's listen to Rod Stewart and his song Sailing. Here we go. No, he doesn't want to play.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager.
Lost it.
Are you thinking of a holiday but not sure where to start? Whether it's a cruise, an overseas or domestic trip, or even booking flights, you have your
Would you like heaven on a plate?
Then visit the Crepe Myrtle Tea and Coffee Rooms in Stroud, where we serve fabulous food, crema coffee and specialty teas. Enjoy the cosy atmosphere of our themed rooms or relax in our picturesque gardens. Take your time to browse in our home and giftware shop or make your selection.
The taxi's going to cost a bit. Maybe I could drive. But if I'm busted over the limit, I lose my licence.
A few little technical issues here, so we will continue. We will find Rod Stewart. If not, we'll play him at the end. We'll try and get him for you. Let me see. Let's see now.
We can sail away with anybody, really.
I think it's just being hard to get on.
I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free.
I'm glad we found Rod at last. That was very good with sailing. And welcome back to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And today we're talking about ocean cruising and what to expect on board. Now, Erin, I want to know a little bit more about shopping on board cruises, especially duty-free.
Yeah, that's a great question, Jen. And, yes, I am an avid cruise shopper. I always find that there are some really fabulous buys to be had on board.
Absolutely.
And you can usually come across a market day or a shopping sale on board your cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when many items from the boutique are usually heavily discounted. So it's a great time to get that handbag that you've had your eye on or some souvenirs for family and friends. And yes, as you said, another thing to take advantage of when shopping on board a cruise ship is the duty-free shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, duty-free items, they're only available for sale to purchase on cruises that enter international waters.
Yes, that's right.
So similar to your Tasmania cruise that's coming up, that's only in Australian waters.
Yep.
Any cruises that cruise only in Australian waters, they won't have duty-free shopping available.
No.
And the duty-free shops, they'll more than likely remain closed for the duration of that cruise. However, if your cruise does take in international ports, be sure to take advantage of the duty-free shopping. You'll most likely come across some really good duty-free perfumes, cosmetics, jewellery. There's sometimes the leather goods, so like that handbag I was talking about, and also some alcohol. So the staff on board the cruise, they're all very well informed, and they'll be able to let you know what limits you can purchase, so that's really handy.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I was aware I couldn't go duty-free shopping, unfortunately, on my cruise, but I will look forward to browsing in the boutique. And what last piece of advice would you leave us with today, Erin?
Yeah, the last piece of advice for today, Jen, I would always say once you've unpacked your case and made yourself familiar with your cabin on board, go and explore the ship. So, you know, discover where the restaurants and cafes are, where the best photo opportunities will be when you're coming into port. Also find the library, the ship reception and concierge area, because you never know when you might need something. And discovering a ship will help you make the most of your time without getting lost every time you step out of your cabin.
I've done that, I must admit. I have, yes. I ended up in the casino, and I don't play the casinos, but I kept walking through it. Okay, great advice there, Erin. And such a great topic today, and it's really an interesting one. I'm sure you've created some interest in our listeners out there to sail off on one of the seven seas. And if any of our listeners would like more information about today's segments or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427. That's our sponsor, Erin. Or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au. Or you can Google Erin Beckford. Thank you today, Erin. And this is our last segment for 2018, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Thanks again for today, Jan. And yes, today's our last one for the year. So, like you, you're heading off on your Tasmania cruise next week.
I am, yes, indeed.
And yeah, I'm also heading off on a fabulous cruise next week as well. I'm off to Singapore, actually.
Wonderful.
The ultra luxurious Silver Sea, Silver Muse. It's their the newest ship to join their fleet. Oh, so that would be very exciting.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and then our We'll come back in late January 2019 with the Talking Travel segment. And we've got some really fantastic travel segments already lined up for next year. So
fantastic.
That's exciting.
Yep.
And I thought I might also add today that if any of our listeners out there have any travel topics in particular that they'd like us to talk about next year, it might be a good opportunity to pop me an email. And we can get those added to our list for next year. So my email is erin.beckford@travelmanagers.com.au, or like you said, people can email the station on admin@psrfm.org.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's really good, and we look forward to next year. And I want to thank you for the part of this year that you were part with me. And we will do more next year. And have a lovely Christmas. I'll see you late January.
Thank you.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Are you thinking of a holiday but not sure where to start? Whether it's a cruise, an overseas or domestic trip, or even booking flights, you have your very own personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, to look after everything for you. With over 16 years in the travel industry and a multitude of her own travel experiences, Erin can help plan and tailor-make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427, or visit travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality.
Would you like heaven on a plate?